Impressive rainfall occurred across portions of the Midwest over the course of the weekend, with places like Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota, as well as Nebraska, standing out as being the greatest recipients of rain over the course of the weekend, not merely because of the amounts of rain, but because of the fact that dryness was greatly eased in some of these areas. Rain totals in interior eastern South Dakota, according to Doppler radar, reached into the 4 and 5 inch plus range. There was one report of more than 3 inches of rain across a part of this region, but overall the precipitation was certainly very impressive. 1 to 2 inch amounts common in the northwest part of the Corn Belt, with the exception of the extreme southeast corner of South Dakota and extreme southwestern Minnesota, where apparently there was less than 6/10 of an inch of rain reported. But a big part of Iowa reporting 1 to 2 inches, with local totals getting up over 3 inches. The same thing in central and southeastern parts of Missouri, some totals running anywhere from 2 to 3, and even 4 inch amounts being reported in a few locations. And it looks as though most of Illinois did well with precipitation as well. Now, the areas that did not do very well with precipitation over the weekend included places like northern Indiana, northwestern Ohio, and perhaps a small part of northeast and east central sections of Illinois. Moisture totals in these areas ranged a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 5/10 of an inch. The precipitation was certainly welcome, but there is a need for greater amounts of moisture than that across the region. Kentucky was dry through 1 a.m. this morning, and a fair amount of Ohio was still looking for greater amounts of moisture, with totals upwards to a half inch, except in the southwest, where more than an inch was reported, again, through 1 a.m. this morning. Now, the Doppler radar since then has suggested some rains that occurred in some of these drier locations, and the frontal boundary marching through the eastern Midwest here this morning will generate additional shower and thunderstorm activity. But as far as restoring moisture to the same level that we have in the western Corn Belt, that's probably not very likely to occur. And we're going to watch some of these areas in Ohio and Indiana and Kentucky over the next week to 10 days, because precipitation biases in the region are not all that impressive. Probably some below average moisture totals will occur in some of these areas. Again, it will not be totally dry, but we'll just need to keep an eye on some of the moisture situation there. The dryness in the country right now is probably most significant in two areas. The first is in the southeast corner of the country, including Georgia, Florida, and portions of neighboring areas of Alabama and South Carolina. Again, the area is not critically dry today, but it could certainly get that way if they went a few days with no rain and temperatures in the 80s or warmer. We do expect scattered showers in some of that part of the country here in the next week to 10 days, and that will likely help to at least ease some of the dryness for a brief period of time. The second area of dryness is in the northwestern U.S. plains, and it may not seem like a major area for grain and oil seeds, but it is important for canola and wheat, and it looks like planting delays will occur in those areas until greater amounts of moisture occurs. This is in Montana, western North Dakota, and a small part of northwest and north-central sections of South Dakota, and it does extend north of the border into parts of Saskatchewan. Our forecast does not generate tremendous amounts of precipitation across the Midwest for a while, but the upper parts of the region will see another storm system tomorrow into Wednesday. That means parts of Minnesota, the Dakotas, Iowa, and Wisconsin will see additional moisture, although it will not be nearly as great as that which occurred over the weekend. Temperatures across the region will be mild for the most part of the next week. We do have a chance for frost and freezes tomorrow morning in the upper Midwest. We also have a chance for some frost occurring in the lower Midwest this coming weekend, but it does not look like it will be crop-damaging cold. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.